Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to U.S. National Elections. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. Before we begin our show today, I want to send out special prayers to all of those who lost loved ones to this deadly pandemic, COVID-19, that is impacting our world today. And also for all the frontline workers, first responders, all of those who are engaged and involved on a daily basis trying to give us a normal life, whether it's the person at the pharmacy, the gas station attendant, the grocery store. We still have to thank all these people being on the front line and jeopardizing their lives, not taking this stuff home with them by servicing us. So I definitely want to reach out and say that my prayers are always with you all. On a second note of prayer, I want to pray for all of those who have lost their loved ones and friends to police violence. But conversely, I also want to pray for all of those police officers and first responders that have also lost their lives while doing their job. My heart and prayers goes out to their families and friends of all their loved ones. And I hope and pray every day that our country will get better and better. Today we are honored and proud to have in the studio military veteran Tamika Hamilton is a GOP candidate running in California's 3rd Congressional District. She's a member of the Air Force for the last 16 years. She has decided to further her commitment to the nation and community by running for Congress. She's a mother, a wife, and an American, and she's running against Democratic challenger John Garamenti. Tamika served her country in 2 deployments in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. Tamika takes an active role in her local church, homeless ministry, and veteran and nursing home. These experiences force her to view her community in a different light, and Tamika was able to witness firsthand the government overreach and action on issues and high taxes. We are proud and blessed to have in the studio congressional candidate from California, Tamika Hamilton. Thank you so much for being with us today, and thank you for your service to our country, Tamika.
Thank you, Chauncey, for having me, and I greatly appreciate that. I'm glad to be on. I don't even need to do anything. You already said everything I was going to say.
I know. I was so excited about doing your introduction because not only did you serve our country, but you want to stand up and serve our country again running for Congress, and that is extremely noble, and I don't think that people should take that lightly. You're not a politician. You served our country, and you want to serve our country again to represent California and the nation. And that is an extremely big deal because you're not a politician. You've come from humble beginnings, and we're blessed that you are going to Washington. So even though I gave, I guess, a very extraordinary introduction, if there's anything else that you'd like to share to add to my introduction, we would be more than welcome to listen. If not, you know, we can get into Q&A.
Okay. Well, in addition to what you said about my humble beginnings and where I come from, my husband is a police officer as well. Mm-hmm. He's been a police officer for the past 10 years, and he is also a vet, originally from Dallas. He's a Navy vet. Mm. We have 4 beautiful children, and, you know, I have a great support system, and, you know, I guess I think the only thing that we miss is, you know, I've deployed overseas a few times to support our nation, and, yeah, you know, my grandparents raised me. I was born to a underage unwedded mother. She had 4 kids, and I was the only child from my dad. But my grandmother, Geraldine, took me home from the hospital. And in between her and my mother's mother, they raised me. My grandfathers were vets as well, and they also raised tobacco in Maryland. And hardworking men. They, all three of them. I literally lost my last grandparent. She died right before the primary in March, a week before. And so she wasn't. She knew I was running for Congress. She knew what I was doing. We had an amazing relationship. But she passed before the actual election day.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Thank you for that. She was a great woman. Great woman of God. Never complained a day in her life.
Amen. 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 You know, God bless you. God bless your family, your husband. I'm a retired fire captain. I know what it is to serve the public and to put yourself out there on the front line. And my prayers will be with you and also with your loss of a loved one. I understand how it's extremely heartfelt. She had a tremendous impact on your life, and I hope her memories will live on within you.
Yeah. She's out there. She's out there making sure everything goes smoothly. It was funny because
she's
like, I was praying.
She's on, Tamika, she's on the air with us right now.
Right. She's literally making moves in heaven. I pray every day, but so I was like, God, give me a sign, you know, like help me, you know, because I was up against like big money and the primary, and here in California we have a jungle primary, so I'm up against all this money, and everyone's like, you're gonna lose. Like, I mean, so many people had lost faith because, you know, they just didn't have any. And I was like, you know, God put this in my heart. I'm going to do this thing, you know, because he's sending me. I know it. I know it. And everyone's just like, well, you know, everyone just look at it from a really worldly, conventional standpoint. And I said, you know, I get it. And I know that we need money to do certain things. I was like, but, you know, God is also in control, too. He can do what he wants. And we walked away. We were outspent 5-1, and we walked away with almost 3 times the vote. And you know, it set the stage to show that, you know, I put 100,000 miles in my car. I went to places that nobody would go to. I met people that have never met their representative, you know, at all. And they helped make it happen.
Amen. Amen. You know, Tamika, thank you for briefly sharing your extraordinary story. And I want to just dovetail and footnote one of the most important things that you've said in this interview so far. We, meaning you and I, your family, we have gotten to where we are in this lifetime because our faith in the Most High. And it's ironic, you know, God says when two or more are gathered in my name, I am present. He is here along with your grandmom. But, you know, it's interesting. I've been doing these interviews now with candidates like yourself across the country, and the common denominator that I am so proud and honored and blessed to be a part is this God movement of service. Most of the candidates that I've interviewed like yourself are God-fearing people that want to move the country in a direction of service based on God. And that is so refreshing that this election in 2020, I believe, not only is going to be a red wave, but it's going to be a God wave. God is doing his work. And we can see that the devil's children is in an uproar because look how they're acting all over the country. Because God is lining his people up for his purpose, and I'm thankful and blessed to be one of his soldiers as well as you. I'd like to, if you don't mind, start moving good to some issues. California is a very diverse state, extremely complex state with a multiple amount of issues. Can you share with us the issues that you've identified within your district that you would like to address when you get to Congress that the current congressperson is not doing?
So it's a pretty tall list, but I'll break it down. And this is something that people can also find on my website at votetamika.org. the like one of the main issues. One of the my top three would I would begin with water. Our farmers make up the majority of this district. I have the largest district in California, land mass wise, and the farmers make up most of the economy, the ag community, and they are looking for water storage. They've been asking for it for a decade, and they haven't gotten it. The is another issue that we need to tackle, which is across the board. I think for a lot of major cities is our homelessness problem. We have the highest homeless population in here in California, the highest homeless veteran population here in California. We know that I'm a veteran. I'm still serving. I'm in the reserve, but we have two military bases here, Travis and Beale. So we're heavy veteran retirees, and they want and they need. We need to tackle this issue. It should not be. It's shameful that we have the highest homeless veteran population here in our district. Veteran Affairs, you know, fast tracking things for our veterans. They want a facility up in the northern part of my district. That's something that they've been asking for. That's something that I've talked to them on the campaign trail. And last but not least is taxes. Taxes is a huge issue across the nation. In California, it's impossible for some people to survive here. And we need to make a system that's fair for people across the board. So those are some of the things that I'll be talking about. And
working
to find solutions for.
Okay. For those that are tuning in, this is U.S. National Elections. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown, in the studio today. And thank you for helping me that you are not a veteran. You're still actively serving as a reservist in the Air Force. Tamika Hamilton is in the studio. She won a nomination in California's 3rd Congressional District to move to the November election. We're honored and proud to have her in the studio. Let's move to the national landscape for a moment. And I know there's a lot of issues on the national landscape, so rather than me box you into a corner, I will let you unfold and unpackage the issues on the national front that you're most concerned about, that you want to address for the American people and the nation.
Well, the major thing that's been on my heart and the thing that I talk about most when it comes from a national standpoint is bridging the gap. We have to reconcile and bring this country back together. I know that people want to, I mean, you know, we see it on the news every day, but there are so many good people out there that want to help those that have been hurt, deny things, you know, go down a list, and we only see what's bad. And we need to bridge gaps. We need to stop being afraid to have conversations that are hard. We need to come to the table and fix right the wrongs. And that's what this country needs most right now.
Amen. I think also this country needs more than ever is we need more God in our country. I want to thank Donald Trump for signing a month or two ago the Religious Freedom Act. This country is in a precipice of those who believe in God and those who do not. And I like to believe that most people believe in God, but I think that the moral fiber of our country is being torn apart, mainly from the left, Democrats and the extreme less progressives. And I think that if we had more of God, we'd have more peace, we'd have more unity within our society. And I hope that yourself and others, when you go to Congress, religious freedom is extremely important. Holding these values that we hold dear of our belief in a higher power greater than us, I think that leaders in the political spectrum like yourself should consider maybe taking a more active role in having people participate in talking about that God has brought us to where we are, and only God is going to help us move out of the situation, as you said, that we have to bridge the gap and we have to come together. I firmly believe that God is about love, peace, and unity. Satan is about division, disruption, and all of those things that alter the tenets of who we're supposed to be as human beings under God. I thank you for letting me share that with you for the moment. We have some other national issues going on in our nation. You talked about and the homeless and the veteran homeless crisis, which is a national issue as well, even though California has the highest. We have a fentanyl crisis, which California does, a drug crisis, human trafficking problem. We have an educational problem. We have a border security problem. We have a public education problem. We have a health insurance problem. There are so many issues that we need to address in Congress that I hope that people like yourself get there, because there will be change when you get there, because you're coming from a place of service and not being served. What do you think on a national level about public education? Are you in favor of school choice? And
yes, I'm.
What is your?
Okay, sorry.
Go ahead. No, please. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm a favor of school choice. I think we also need. I think parents need to have a more vital role, and be allowed to make decisions for their children. And I think we need, again, less government involved in our everyday lives. So that's where I stand on that.
I agree. Now, you have a military background. When you get to Congress, what role will your military background play in Congress, and how influential do you want to be with your military background in the Department of Defense or in that area? Would you try to lend your background and services of military to the federal government in that area? And what ideas do you have, if you have any? I know you support the military, so what are some of your ideas?
So one of the things that we need to change is the perception of the military. Right now, the relationship between law enforcement and the military being broken down between the civilians, with the civilians, and we need to rebuild trust. Obviously, not everyone is to blame for that, but there are issues that we see right now where the military is looked at as the enemy, the police officers are looked to as the enemy. And I want people to be able to trust and know that there are still good officers out there. And I really want to be just push more community roles with using my position. I'm very much out there. Like, I'm a person, like, I'm going to touch, I'm going to hug, you know, if, you know, obviously not Joe Biden style, but you know, I just really believe in just connecting with people. And that's, like, one of the things that I feel like being in Congress, when I see people that are have this role, it's almost like they're unattainable, you know, and you can't get on the phone with them. And you can't. And then if you try to connect with the staff, like, we need to get back to true public service. Public servants. We don't need politicians. We need people that are truly focused on helping people as best they can and providing those resources, those numbers. There's so much good in this nation, and we need public servants in Congress to support people. And I want to just bring back I just want to bring back an idea of service and community back to the office and using my position in military to do so.
What do you think about the recent, while we're on the topic of military, what do you think about the renaming of military bases?
The renaming of military bases?
Yeah,
I think there are bigger issues out there.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. There's a little delay since we're on the internet, and I don't mean to sound like I'm cutting you off. Yeah, there are bigger issues out there, and those things do not directly impact people's lives. And it's a shame how the left are using statutes and all of those things as political weapons. Rather than serving the people. And it's really, really sad that the left and the Democratic Party will judge, talk about, criticize, but don't do anything to solve the problems of the people that they purport to represent. California is a big example of that. Maxine Waters and Watts. You know, Nancy Pelosi in San Francisco. I mean, you see it firsthand in California, where the left is out of control.
Well, the thing is also the right is not absolved of their involvement and their lack of messaging and their lack of reaching across the aisle and building bridges. You know, we both, all of us have a part to play regardless of what party you're in.
Amen.
And what we need to do is we need to put people before parties and work together to find the best solutions that are going to support the American people. I think that it's disingenuous to say that it's, from my viewpoint, that it's just all the left. You know, the Republicans are playing defense, but actually we need them to step forward and offer some solutions and, you know, and put themselves out there, you know, because we need leadership right now, and it's on all sides. You know, the Democrats aren't saying anything. Democrats are being hypocritical of their criticism of what's happening in our nation. And then a lot of people consider that the Republicans are being really quiet. And so, you know, there's a responsibility on both sides.
Amen. Yeah, I agree. You're right. There is a responsibility on both sides. And rather than passing the buck, we have to come up with solutions, you're right, rather than pointing the finger, and that's duly noted. Border security. What do you think about border security?
I look at the fact that my district is a hub for hub in California for human trafficking and sex exploitation. And I think that the conversation needs to be focused on the fact that Americans are the number one consumers of human trafficking in our nation, and that's why we need a border. I think it's become really divisive. I think that a common sense approach can be made if we focus on that, and if that is and taking that to the voters, showing them the statistics, showing them what is happening to women and children at the border, because right now the left is kind of hijacked the children in cages narrative versus being called out on the fact that, again, Americans are the number one consumers of human trafficking in the world.
Thank you so much for the insightful conversation this evening, Tamika, and I hope that you will come back on my show again to talk more to the American people in the next coming months before the election. Can you please share with my audience if they want to contact you, if they want to volunteer, if they want to donate, can you please share that information with my audience?
Yes. So my website is votetamika.org. You spell my first name, T-A-M as in India, T-A-M-I-K-A, so votetamika.org. I'm on Instagram, Tamika for Congress. I'm on Facebook, same handle, Tamika Hamilton for Congress, and Twitter, Tamika Hamilton.
Thank you so much for your service to our country. I would be remiss as well if I don't say thank you for your husband as well, to his service to his country and now to the community which he serves as a police officer. You are, and your husband are, examples of what real leadership and public service is to not only our community but our country. And I want to personally say thank you, and I am proud and honored that you are my friend, that you're on my show today, and that you're taking that step to go to Congress to serve all of America again. Thank you so much, Tamika.
Thank you. You have a great day. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care. God bless. This is U.S. National Elections. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. You can follow us on Twitter at U.S. National Elections, also on Facebook at U.S. Elections Now. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. Unfortunately, Twitter has a ban on conservatism. They have suspended my Twitter account with almost 10,000 followers, so you can follow me on Facebook at Right Talk Radio Host, also on Parler at Right Talk Radio Host. Please stay tuned for future updates on my Facebook or my blog at Right Talk Radio Host for future update events. Thank you all for tuning in. God bless you all. Please stay safe, and may God be with you always. Good night now.